7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Word. God has the final word. And we can see in verse 8, he said that the grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah is letting us know that no matter what you may see in the world, things may disappear or go astray. We have to know that God's word is forever. And we see in verse 4, Isaiah is explaining to us that every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. Meaning that every problem that you have, every situation that you're going through, every battle that you come up against, you surely have to know that God, in his final words, he's going to make that situation plain. So you don't have to worry about when you go against an outnumbered people, because you have to know that God is in the midst. Verse 4 not only shows us that sometimes in this world we get a little weak. Sometimes our mountains get a little high. And sometimes our stumbling blocks trips us up. But we have to know that God got the final word on everything that is going on in this world. And then we look what Isaiah said in verse 5. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And watch this. All flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. You see, when God speaks it, you just automatically just know it's going to happen. Because Isaiah is explaining to us that the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed to each and every one of us. And we're all going to be able to see it together. Meaning, COVID-19. We don't understand, but God knows. These young men that's killing each other over little or nothing. We don't know, but God knows. He has the final answer. And he has the final word. You just have to rest assured that when Isaiah says here in verse 5 that the Lord has already spoken it. But didn't the Gospel of John also told us something? In chapter 1, verse 1, John explained to us that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness. And the darkness comprehended not. John is explaining to us here that in the beginning was the Word. The Word is God, and the Word was God. Meaning whatever he's speaking into existence is his power, his knowledge, and we as his children is God to follow the plan. That's why he said, abide in me. So that you know the word when I speak it. Because God has the final word. And we go back to the book of Isaiah in chapter 45, in verses 5 through 7. Let's look at what verse 5 says here. Isaiah is making it very clear. Isaiah said that I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they might know from the rising of the sun and from the west, there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there's none else. But look what verse 7 said. I formed the light. I created darkness. I make peace. And look what else he said. And create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
Yeah.
It is plain to us very clear that everything that is going on in the world today is by God's plan. And God only. He is the one that has created everything that we see, even the existence of our lives. The day that we were born, there was a plan and a purpose for us being here. God has blessed a lot of us with many talents. But it's up to us to abide in the word and find out what is our talent here.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
You do know that God has the final word on everything that is going on. Back in 94, when I had a car wreck and I thought I was going to lose my life. But God had the final word. It wasn't my time yet. Can I tell you that thing that you're going through right now? That God got the final word? And it's not your time yet? But when it is, he'll let you know. We can't even die without God. God got to be in the plan of everything. God created the heaven and the earth. And he also created evil. He created the devil. So we have to rest assured to know that since he created all these things, we have to know that God is all you need.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, God is all you need. So I'm telling you, you don't have to pick up the phone and call Sister Sally and Sister Sue. Give it to God. Talk to him. Give it to him. And I guarantee you, I rest assured you that he will take care of it. He has taken care of a lot of my problems. And he'll take care of your problems.
True.
A lot of times I didn't see my way through. But God had the final word.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries.
Just when I thought that was all over.
He has encouraged you in your personal relationship.
I thought I was going to lose everything I got.
If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmounts@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $800 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodward, Virginia 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
And begin to see, have you lost your house yet?
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
I'm gonna wait on you. Help me to wait on you. Help me to wait on you. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. I'll wait for you to see me through. Abide in your word and know it's true. Stand still till you tell me to move. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. Help me to wait for you to see me through. Abide in your word and know it's true. Stand still and wait until I hear from you. Lord, help me to wait on you patiently.